Hello and welcome to Exploring Magnuson Park. I'm your host, Benjamin Warren, and we have a somewhat special episode for you for Leap Day. Over the last year, this show has highlighted organizations that have connections to Magnuson Park's history and public artworks. Since these features are part of what makes Magnuson Park such a special place to visit, I'm going on a tour of some of those sites that showcase the history and art of Magnuson Park. I hope you'll join me. We begin the tour at the Gatehouse and the First World Flight Monument at the western entrance to the park. The monument was created by Victor Alonzo Lewis, who also designed the Doughboy statue that can now be seen in Evergreen Washelli Cemetery. The monument is a concrete pillar or spire with a pair of bronze feathered wings at the top and a bronze plaque on the front of the monument. The plaque is dedicated to the 8 U.S. Army Air Service officers, 4 pilots and their 4 mechanics, who also served as co-pilots, and the 4 Douglas World Cruiser biplanes that completed the round-the-world flight in 1924. The journey started and ended at the Sandpoint Airfield, now the area where NOAA is located, and the monument was originally near the runway where the planes landed, but when the airfield was converted to a naval air station in the 1930s, the monument was moved around until ultimately ending up at the entrance to Magnuson Park in 1974, the 50th anniversary of the flight. That makes 2024 the first World Flight Centennial. Friends of Magnuson Park will be organizing a number of activities around the centennial, so check out friendsofmagnusonpark.org to learn more about what's being planned. Friends of Magnuson Park are also connected to the next 2 stops on our tour, in part from their guided walking tours. I interviewed Elisa Law from Friends of Magnuson Park in an earlier episode and did a recording of their self-guided walking tour. You can listen to those episodes and all previous episodes of Exploring Magnuson Park at space101fm.org/exploringmagnusonpark. Entering Magnuson Park from the Gatehouse and going east on Northeast 74th Street, we come to the next stop on our tour, which is the Vietnam Memorial. This monument is a white obelisk standing a few feet tall with a 60-foot tall Atlas cedar tree directly behind it. This tree is one of 3 protected trees in the Sandpoint Naval Air Station Landmark District and is called the Freedom Tree. The monument bears a plaque stating that the tree is, quote, dedicated to the Sons of Washington and all prisoners of war and missing in action, end quote. The dedication was done in 1972 when the tree was around 40 years old. Continuing east on Northeast 74th Street, we come to Building 41, the old gas station at the Naval Air Station. The building was built in 1939 and now sports a series of 8 murals. The murals are a project of Friends of Magnuson Park, along with their partners, Seattle Department of Neighborhoods, 4 Culture, Seattle Landmarks Board, Seattle Parks, Mercy Magnuson Place, and Solid Ground. Artist and project director Sandy Bristol Miller, whose art studio Red Ochre is located in Building 30 at Magnuson Park, painted the murals with local teens from both Magnuson Park residences and nearby neighborhoods in 2021. The murals showcase the aircraft and aviation history of Sandpoint and are best experienced when viewed in chronological order by starting at the east side of the building and moving clockwise. Images include the Douglas World Cruiser, the aircraft that was used in the first flight around the world, naval signal flags, World War II aircraft such as the PBY-5A and various fighter planes, aircraft from the Korean War era, the Sikorsky JRS-1 or Pan Am S-43, an aircraft that landed at Sandpoint in 1938 to establish a new trail in airmail service between Seattle and Alaska. There's also a Goodyear blimp, some of which landed and took off from the Sandpoint Naval Air Station. The series of murals is also the last stop connected to the Friends of Magnuson Park walking tour that we'll be visiting today. Friends of Magnuson Park has more resources for information on the history of Magnuson Park and the Sandpoint Naval Air Station Landmark District, including indoor exhibits at Building 406, also known as the Brig, Magnuson Community Center, Mercy Housing, and Magnuson Cafe and Brewery, and more exhibits at locations around the park are coming. To learn more, visit friendsofmagnusonpark.org, and to listen to previous episodes of Exploring Magnuson Park, including the interview with Elisa Law of Friends of Magnuson Park, and a recording of the Friends of Magnuson Park self-guided walking tour, visit space101fm.org/exploringmagnusonpark. Staying on Northeast 74th Street as we head east, you'll come to a roundabout, but watch out for traffic around that area. This roundabout has a plaque commemorating a sculpture that was originally installed in 1998 for Horsehead, an annual public art show that moved from Duval to what is now Magnuson Park for its 10th anniversary that year. The sculpture, which is sadly no longer around, was titled No Appointment Necessary and was the creation of Seattle artist Carol Bolt. If that name sounds familiar, you may recognize Carol Bolt as the author of the best-selling book, The Book of Answers. The sculpture was described by the Seattle Post-Intelligencer as, quote, a 22 by 25 foot bird's nest with two red kitchen chairs perched on two poles jutting above, end quote. The sculpture even attracted a real bird, a lost parrot, that Carroll kept after a search for its owner proved unsuccessful. The plaque also references the 1999 Horsehead Sculpture exhibitions, also held at what is now Magnuson Park, where Carroll Bolt exhibited another sculpture, this one titled Vend a Hedge. The Seattle Post-Intelligencer described this sculpture as, quote, a 14-foot mini Washington monument that dispensed capsule poems and answers, many taken from the book, referring to Carroll Bolt's The Book of Answers, out of four gumball machines, end quote. Vend a Hedge was originally installed near the road that led to the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, and their art walk. The art walk there features several sculptures, including the popular piece titled A Sound Garden by Doug Hollis. I would have included more information about that art walk, but unfortunately, it has been closed to the public for the last few years. An update from NOAA states that the public should be able to at least visit a sound garden in February 2024, so hopefully that will happen and we can record another episode for the NOAA Art Walk then. We now come to the Magnuson Children's Garden, which is on the left just after the roundabout. The first thing you'll see is the All Are Welcome mural. This is another project from artist Sandy Brussell Miller and was installed in 2022. The mural was created with the help of over 120 students and was so heavy that the kiosk had to be rebuilt to hold it. The side facing Northeast 74th Street is a tile mural consisting of more than 200 handcrafted tiles depicting the natural beauty of Lake Washington. On the reverse side, a painted mural showcases some of the flora and fauna found in Magnuson Park. The mural as a whole is both educational and inspirational, showing the All Are Welcome message in English, Lushootseed, which is the language of the Salish people, the original inhabitants of the land, and sign language. Going into the Magnuson Children's Garden, you'll find the Gray Whale Garden, a life-sized representation of a gray whale, complete with mosaic eyes and tail, and a grass spout. A baby whale is coming soon and will be a fun new addition to this vibrant and interactive park. To learn more about Magnuson Children's Garden, visit magnusonchildrensgarden.org and make sure to listen to my Magnuson Children's Garden interview with Shannon Pohl, available at space101fm.org/exploringmagnusonpark. As we make our way to the next stop on the tour, be sure to check out the amphitheater, located between the Children's Garden and Magnuson Community Garden Pea Patch. Host to a number of arts events throughout the year, it's also a great spot to relax and hang out in when visiting Magnuson Park.
Take your fears and let them go. For the lovers and the brokenhearted, take a deep breath, make the world a little colorful. colorful.
Cutting through the park to the eastern end near the swimming beach and Kite Hill, we make our way to The Fin Project, From Swords into Plowshares, by Seattle artist and sculptor John T. Young. The installation, which was dedicated in 1998, consists of 22 diving plane fins from decommissioned U.S. Navy nuclear submarines. The black fins span 500 feet, the length of the submarines that these fins came from, and they're arranged to resemble a pod of orcas. Each fin even has the name of an actual orca from a resident pod. A second installment is located in Miami, Florida, and the fins there are painted gray to bring to mind the image of dolphins. I was able to interview John T. Young in an earlier episode, so make sure to check that out if you'd like to learn more about the Fin Project and John T. Young's other artwork. Going south from the Fin Project to the southeast corner of the park, our next stop is the sculpture titled Straight Shot by artist Perry Lynch Howard. The installation, completed in 2007, consists of 12 stones aligned from south to north, with the distance doubling between each stone and measuring a kilometer. The stones also have holes in them that allow visitors to stand at one end and look through each stone in a straight shot. The plaque accompanying the sculpture describes how the installation marks the sand point calibration baseline, which was created in 1982, and the plaque describes how that baseline is used by both private and public entities to, quote, verify the accuracy of and to calibrate their electronic distance measurement, or EDM, equipment, end quote.
You want it, you can have it. Every color that you see.
Our next two stops are part of the USGS Western Fisheries Research Center. The first is located right next to the Straight Shot sculpture and is an environmentally themed mural that's part of a water pump house structure. The mural was completed in 2016 by Seattle artist Jeff Jacobson. Jeff described the mural as, quote, a sort of hyper-wildlife feel where you celebrate and connect with wildlife, end quote. Every animal you see depicted in the mural comes to life in stunning detail. Educational signage near the structure and mural were designed by Denise Don. Our final stop is at the USGS Western Fisheries Research Center itself, just off the south end of the park on Northeast 65th Street. Here you'll find the Save Our Salmon mural, designed by artist Austin Pisanich of Austin's Awesome Art, and created with the help of hundreds of volunteers through a partnership with Urban Artworks. What was an old storage building on the property is now a beautiful mural that the research center states, quote, depicts the science the WFRC does in support of recovering, maintaining, and sustainably utilizing our fish and their aquatic ecosystems in the western United States, end quote. This is a gated property, so make sure to view the art from the sidewalk across the street. And this isn't the only Saving Our Salmon mural by Austin Pisanich that you can see around the greater Seattle area. Austin has designed and, with the help of hundreds more volunteers, has created additional murals for Juanita Creek at Spud Fish and Chips in Kirkland and for McAleer Creek on two concrete barriers on the road above the creek at 179th Street in Lake Forest Park. You can find more information about all three murals at austinsart.net/salmon murals. And with that, we conclude our tour of Magnuson Park and some of the historic and artistic installations that make this such a unique and incredible place to visit. Thank you for taking the leap and joining me on exploring Magnuson Park. If there are any other features of Magnuson Park that you'd like to hear on Exploring Magnuson Park, you can contact me via the Space 101.1 FM website, which is also where you can hear previous episodes of the show. Just go to space101fm.org/exploringmagnusonpark. Some upcoming events happening in Magnuson Park: Understanding Oil, Phong Bates' student exhibition at the Magnuson Park Gallery in Building 30, will be closing on Friday, March 1st. The next exhibition, Po Yan Sang's Blues, will be at the gallery from March 7th to April 20th, with an artist reception on Saturday, March 9th from 2 to 5 p.m. Regular gallery hours are Thursday to Saturday from 12 to 3 p.m. Check out space@magnuson.org for more information. Also, the Big Taste will take place on Saturday, March 23rd from 5 to 8 p.m. at Hangar 30. This fundraising event from Seattle Uncorked and the University Sunrise Rotary benefits Outdoors for All, a nonprofit in Magnuson Park that provides adaptive and therapeutic recreation for children and adults with disabilities. It also benefits We Heart Seattle, an action-based boots-on-the-ground movement that organizes trash cleanups in public spaces and offers resources to those in need. This event is only for individuals 21 and older and offers over 100 wines, beers, ciders, and spirits from the Pacific Northwest. Check out outdoorsforall.org for more information and to get your tickets in advance. A special thank you to everyone who contributes to Space 101.1 FM. It's your donations that make this show and all of our programs possible. If you'd like to contribute, want to learn more about the station, are looking for a schedule of our programs, or would like to listen online, visit space101fm.org. Stay with us for more amazing programs coming up today, and don't forget to tune in again next Thursday at 2 p.m. for more Exploring Magnuson Park. We'll be learning about King County Safe Place and National Safe Place Week, which runs from March 17th to March 23rd. This 24-hour crisis intervention program provides outreach, shelter referrals, and support services for youth ages 12 to 17. I'm your host, Benjamin Warren, broadcasting from Space 101.1 FM, the coolest radio station in the galaxy. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you at Magnuson Park. Walking.
Bye-bye. Nice to see you.
See you later.
Walking in my neighborhood.